Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Favor Life, The Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight. It's the place where we see the call of God, the place that God has called us to as believers, being proven in our life, line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth. And we walk and using our everyday life, God transforms us. He allows the word that we read and we study to be digested in our lives, and we begin to produce that life. And as we trust God, walking by faith and obey him, we see him manifest his glory in our lives. We see him demonstrate his power. We see him change us. We see him cause us to be a blessing, not only to our own selves and our own family, but to nations and generations, races and creeds. He causes us to be the blessing and the word that he spoke unto Abraham to be manifest in our life when he called him out of where he was into the place that God had told him he would manifest the seed in his life. And we see that every promise of God that was given into Abraham, we see it demonstrated in our lives as we trust him in the process of there. I'm so excited for being here today. Last night we were privileged to have Bishop T.D. Jakes come to Greenville, North Carolina for Bishop Rosie O'Neill's 25th church anniversary, pastoral anniversary, and it was such a blessing. He was on the campus of ECU, East Carolina University, and Menzies Coliseum, and it was a blessed time in the Lord, and we celebrate Bishop O'Neill for 25 years of faithfulness and ministry, and we thank God for her diligence and for the impact that she makes in the community, changing lives, teaching the gospel, and empowering people to live for the glory of God. We are looking and have been looking at the process of there, looking at different people in the Word of God and watching their lives and seeing how God has performed his Word. And we're seeing them as everyday Christians. We're not seeing them as superhuman beings, but we're seeing them as everyday individuals living in a century and a time that is different from ours, but the Word is very prevalent, it's nigh them, and it's the same Word that we see and see demonstrated in our lives. That has the power and has lost nothing, has the same power to perform in our lives. And it's God's will for us. So we see them as they look, they walk through their everyday lives, some of making decisions that are not good. But we see God's word being faithful, even in the process of where they make unwise decisions. And the process of theirs, I keep saying, is a place of faith. You don't have a blueprint. You don't have anything that you can sit down and pattern after, as I've said so many, many times before in this broadcast. You cannot sit down like it was a curriculum for school or going back to school with college or a job or anything like that. You can't sit down and map out faith. Faith is something that you walk by. The Word of God says that just shall live by faith. And we see that when we're walking by faith, faith is something that you have to trust God in and rest in. You cannot be frustrated with the walk of faith, because if you're frustrated with your walk of faith, you're frustrated with the God of faith who's called you to walk by faith. And so you have to trust God. And even though the process is a process of making, it causes us to walk into avenues where we are tried. And in that trying, we have to believe and trust the word that we decree, the word that we believe, and the God that has spoken those things, and watch that word be proven in our lives. And sometimes it's very, very difficult because we're in a place where we need a now answer, and God is telling us to wait. But our waiting is not in a process of doing nothing. It is waiting on God, still moving in faith, still doing the things that he's called us to do, still listening and worshiping and trusting and believing. It is a place where we see God move in a realm and in a way that you've never seen before. So this place of faith is what God has commissioned us to. And as we believe to see the goodness of the Lord. God changes that which seems for our bad, our destruction, our demise, and turns it around for our good. And we see the glory of God released in our lives that has lifted us up above the situation, above what should have consumed us. And we see God's power save us because he saves to the uttermost and the guttermost. And that salvation is just not for when we get saved, but he continually saves us from ourselves, from our fears, from the enemy, from this present world, from anything or anyone that would try to stop his will from being performed in our life. We look at the book of Exodus, and we've been looking at how God is taking the children of Israel out of one state, one form, into a place where they are supposed to thrive and be only as he is. This state that God calls them to is the place where we have to trust and understand that as God shuts the door to something in our lives, as he shuts that avenue, we cannot go back and embrace it. Embracing it says that God has made a mistake, that the way that God is taking us is not good, that what he's doing in our life is not the best way. Embracing it says that that is better than what God has already spoken concerning you. And the children of Israel, every time they were in predicaments of trusting God to perform, even though they've seen him do mighty acts in Egypt, they saw him form many plagues against their enemy and their adversary. They saw him make covenant with them. They saw their enemies swallowed up in the sea. And yet, even in this place of the wilderness walk, they still are going back to a familiar thing to embrace it more than the word and the will of God. God's presence is right there with them. He is a cloud by day and fire by night. And we're not talking about a small cloud. We're talking about a cloud that covered the entire nation, entire race of people, a fire that covered the entire race or nation of a people. So this was so powerful that other nations saw it. Other nations were able to witness the power and the authority of God for his covenant people. But yet those who said that they trust him were not able to believe the report of the Lord or the demonstration of God's power, even though he was a very present help right there with them. And sometimes we have to be very, very careful. We will sometimes charge God foolishly when we hit spots or hidden situations in our life and begin to give God our resume of why we should be or should receive something just because we're going through it. Our lives should not be that way. And that is a misconception and a spirit of pride that really, really needs to be addressed, because anytime you start giving God your resume, anything that you have, he gave it to you. Any place that you are in your life of success, it was his will that allowed it to happen. You did not do this on your own. It was God's perfect will, plan, plotting out your life. And even though I know you think that you've made all these wonderful decisions on your own, it was God's unctioning, God's leading, God opening up the door. And if you look at the book of Esther, you see that. Esther did not understand everything that she was going through, being an orphan, and Mordecai being her uncle, taking her in. She did not look like all the rest of the Jews. She looked different. She was beautiful. And so she thought that her going to the king's house was to for her benefit, her blessing, but it was really for to preserve life. And she had to understand, if you hide yourself, and Mordecai let her know this, you hide yourself, then help is going to come from another way, because God is not going to let us perish. But understand, you're not going to be saved if you decide not to do the will of God. And so she had to understand that, and we have to understand the steps that you've made and some of the decisions that you've made. And all of it, God has used it to get you to the place that he wanted you to get to. And even in your own rebellion, your own not seeking him, and your own choices, he still made it work and move in the favor of what he willed, but not what the enemy willed for your life. So we see that, and
the children of Israel have God there. They have him as a very present help, but yet in the midst of them, believing that God is well able to supply the bread or supply the quail or supply the water or give them whatever they need, they revert back to a familiar thing as if it was greater than God, as if it was stronger than the word and the will of God. And we have to be careful that we don't do that when we hit places, because everything that we do is for the glory of God, and glory is not always pretty. Glory is not always this beautiful essence of what we think it is. Glory is sometimes very ugly. Look at Jesus on the cross. He was there bringing God glory. It was an ugly situation, but he was giving God and bringing God glory, and it was for the will of God. And Jesus even gives the analogy of falls to the ground and dies. There is a process of death, but that process of death brings glory to God in our lives as we die to our will, and we live for the glory of God to produce much and more fruit. And so that process is something that we have to look at and not look at it in a way that says, I don't deserve this, because those who suffer with him will reign with him. And each one of us have to give up. We each have to bear that cross. Your cross is not my cross. And the things you go through are not the things I go through. Everything we go through is tailored for our lives, for where we're going, for what we're being prepared for how God is going to use us. And as we go through it and allow his will to be done, rejoicing, as James says, rejoicing in trials and tribulations. We've got to get to that place because we know that something else is ahead. There's a blessing, there's a reward, because you cannot go through something and God not reward you. You cannot go through it the right way and his benefits and his blessings and his reward not show up. He's got a reward in place because we suffered for his name's sake, because we go through and we're doing it the right mindset and the right attitude. We have to check ourselves. Everyday process of there, it's not always easy. It means sometimes that you've got to walk alone and you've got to suffer through some things, but know that God is with you and he's for you. And if he is, who can be against you? You're coming out as gold. I pray that you've been encouraged in this 15 minutes of empowerment, and that you would join me tomorrow for another empowerment of Favor Life, the process of there. God bless you.